Before we start, just a quick reminder that you can get a copy of my book, The Fix, or the electronic or audible version from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Audible, or at all major retailers. In reading The Fix, you'll learn how gender inequality works, what the 17 most common barriers are that all women face, and how gender inequality creates challenges to men's fulfillment at work. Most importantly, you'll learn what we can do to remove these obstacles, and how we can begin to make workplaces work for everyone. So get your copy today and let me know what you think by leaving a review on Amazon.
When I was 9 years old, about 6 years ago now, when I started the Ability app, it was inspired by when I saw a person in a wheelchair and they couldn't open a manual door at a business in my hometown. And I didn't know if there was a resource like an app that would have showed that person what other businesses in the area had automatic doors that would have been accessible for them. And I couldn't find anything at the time, so I entered into a student ventures competition that was offered at my school. My idea for the competition was the Ability app, and I ended up winning a few awards from that competition and others like it. So that was where it started.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you're listening to The Fix, a podcast that shares the stories of remarkable people who are innovating and taking action to advance equality in the workplace and beyond. The social model of disability is a way of viewing the world developed by people with different mental and physical abilities, which holds that society disables physically impaired people by assuming that everyone experiences life in the same way. By not accounting for people's differences, one of which is physical impairments, we inadvertently exclude people from fully participating in day-to-day activities. This can include structural barriers, like not having access to toilets, or social barriers, like holding negative attitudes and behaviors toward people with impairments. In other words, people are disabled by the barriers they encounter in society, and not by their individual differences. By viewing it in this way, we can begin to tackle ableism and start to identify all the barriers that prevent people with impairments from having equal opportunities in life. Creating equality and valuing each other in the same way begins with how we view the problem. On today's episode, we'll be hearing from Alex Knoll, a 14-year-old inventor of the Ability app, a mobile app that functions a lot like Yelp, but for people with disabilities. The Ability app connects people with disabilities related to mobility, vision, hearing, or cognition with businesses that have the resources to accommodate them. Alex will share his inspiring journey and how each of us can remove the barriers that ableism creates. Alex Knoll has dedicated the bulk of his free time over the last 5 years to working on the Ability app. His parents have homeschooled him to help keep his development going. In 2017, he was a guest on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, where she presented him with a $25,000 check to keep up his work with the project.
So tell people about, he's creating this app to help people with disabilities, which is the most amazing thing. Tell people what you're doing.
Okay, well, Ability app will be a free app or website that will help people with disabilities navigate public spaces and find safe, reliable services and employment opportunities.
Here, Alex shares how his incredible journey began.
It started when I was 9 years old, so almost 6 years ago, about 6 years ago now, when I started the Ability app. It was inspired by when I saw a person in a wheelchair and they couldn't open a manual door at a business in my hometown. And I didn't know if there was a resource like an app that would have showed that person what other businesses in the area had automatic doors that would have been accessible for them. And I couldn't find anything at the time, so I entered what is now the Ability app idea into a student inventors competition that was offered at my school called Invent Idaho. And that just challenged young people to come up with ideas to solve problems in the world. And my idea for the competition was the Ability app. And I ended up winning a few awards from that competition and others like it. And that kind of introduced me to more people, just entering this idea into more student inventor competitions. That was the beginning, and I ended up meeting more people and people that helped me to start developing the app. So yeah, that was where it started.
There are very few cities out there that are truly accessible for all residents. In New York, for example, only 1/4 of subway stops are wheelchair accessible. And due to a loophole in the Americans with Disability Act, restaurants in the United States don't have to provide braille menus to blind diners as long as their menus are posted online. In 2016, the United Nations acknowledged that the current lack of accessibility in cities around the world presents a major challenge. Here, Alex shares how he's tackling these issues through the development of his app.
Well, the Ability app is a free app and website that is helping people with disabilities find accessible public spaces. So let's say you have a family member that's in a wheelchair and you want to go out to dinner with them, but you don't know what places in your area are accessible that might have a wheelchair ramp, that might have an automatic door to make it easier for your person you're going out to dinner with. So you'd be able to open up the Ability app and find places in your area or a specific area that has accessibility-friendly features. And that works for any disability, not just people with mobility disabilities. All four major disability categories are included in the app. So mobility, vision, hearing, and cognitive disabilities. And the Ability app has four of those four categories. It has specific features tailored to those disabilities. So braille menus are included, quiet spaces for people with cognitive sensitivities, so every disability is covered. It's usable for everyone.
The basis for the Ability app is pretty simple in theory, but far more difficult to create in practice. Alex envisions a pull-down menu that would allow a person to select their particular disability, which would then let them sort through local businesses that are rated on a scale of 1 to 5 stars on their accessibility for that particular disability. That functionality, Alex says, has taken rounds of testing and years to perfect. Here, Alex shares more on the functionality of the Ability app.
I recently launched the Ability app to the world. It's available now. It's a web app right now, and we're working on getting the actual app ready for people to use. And we're planning on doing another launch, a more wide-scale one, when it's more safe to go out and rate places based on their accessibility. So we're just waiting on a large-scale launch, but the app is already being used all over the world. We have users everywhere. We have people in Indonesia. We have people in Belgium, people here in the United States. People are loving it, getting a lot of great feedback, have thousands of people using it right now. So just right now is kind of a time to fill up the app with information about accessibility features so that when we do kind of roll out the app on more of a large scale, the app has a lot of accessibility information for people to find in the app when we launch it then. It's very important to include people with different abilities, this development process of this app. It really has opened my eyes to the needs of others and the challenges that people with disabilities have faced. I think most people are good people, but a lot of people don't realize the challenges that people with disabilities face and some of the small things that you can do, maybe if you're a business owner, to make it easier for people with disabilities. So yeah, it's very important to become more inclusive and include everybody.
There are an estimated 1 billion disabled people worldwide, 80% of whom live in developing countries. Disabled people are commonly the poorest of the poor in society, experiencing social exclusion and discrimination at all levels. People with disabilities have limited access to healthcare, education, employment, transport, and leisure activities, as their needs are rarely taken into account. One thing that business owners can do to change this is to regularly review just how accessible they are by conducting an accessibility audit, and there are a ton of resources online to support with this. Your business may have in place certain practices, policies, and procedures which may place people with a disability at a distinct disadvantage compared to non-disabled people. By undertaking a self-audit, you can identify the adjustments that you need to make to provide a service that is as close as possible to the standard of service provided to other people. Here, Alex shares his advice for business owners.
There are so many things that business owners can do to make their businesses more accessible and inclusive. If we're talking about physical things, you can do many things that cost little to no money. So train your staff on some of the needs of people with disabilities, just making them aware of some of the small things that they can do to make the customer with a disability make their experience better. If your entrance isn't accessible for a wheelchair, you can find wheelchair ramps for very little money. And even if your door is too heavy, there's a very simple method. If the door has a little bit too much pressure in the mechanics of the door, you can easily loosen that and make it easier for a person in a wheelchair to open the door by making it have less pressure. So there are so many different things you can do. Making sure the counters are low for people in wheelchairs. If you have a restaurant or if your front desk has too high of a table or a shelf, you want to make sure that that's low enough. Have an alternative counter for somebody with short stature or in a wheelchair. So I have a list that goes on and on that I like to share with people. So yeah, there are so many things that you can do, big and small, for accessibility. You can find everything on my website. You can also go to the Ability app right now. But yeah, that list, 20 simple ways that you can make your business more accessible, and other lists like that are helpful if you have a business.
Right now, there are 1.8 billion young people between the ages of 10 and 24 who, like Alex, are studying, working, and finding their purpose. They are the largest youth population the world has ever seen, and they're growing up at a time when the world is at a critical crossroad. To achieve equality, we need to support and encourage more change makers like Alex, who are willing to fight inequality. Here, Alex shares his advice for getting started.
I've learned so many lessons while developing the Ability app. One of the most important lessons is a lot of people may say no, or say that you shouldn't keep going, it won't work, but you've really got to stick to what you believe in and believe that your app is, or any idea is going to happen. Just continue moving forward, believe in what you're doing, and always look to others to help you. I've always spoken to people with disabilities that are possibly going to use this app, and I've always wanted to surround myself with good people that are supportive and want to help get this idea finished. So it's important to surround yourself with good people and not let others say no. Continue with what you're doing and believe what you're doing and continue forward. I've received literally thousands of emails after I was featured on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I received over 30,000 emails from people all over the world, a lot of people with disabilities, saying how much this app could change their lives. So many people haven't been able to even leave their homes because they don't know what places are going to be accessible. So I've had countless people say that this app could really change their lives and they'd be able to use it and find places that are able to meet their needs. One specific person I have in mind is my friend Greg, who is blind, one of my great friends, but he's been a great supporter in the app, showing me what I can do to make the app better for people like him, make sure that the app can meet his needs better. So yeah, I have a lot of great people that have reached out and I've become friends with that really say that how much this app can change their lives.
Now that the Ability app has launched, Alex plans to build an entire global community that goes beyond the widely embraced accessibility maps that have already drawn a lot of attention to the inequalities built into modern cities. Here, Alex shares what's next for the Ability app and how you can get involved.
I want to see the app helping people all over the world. There are already a lot of people using it, but there are so many people around the world with a disability. So I really want to see it helping as many people as possible. And when the world kind of opens up a little bit more, it's safer to go out. It'll be exciting to see more people using it and rating places, and then soon finding places that are accessible. So people using it all over the world is my goal in the next couple of years. You can sign up on my website to become an ability ambassador. You can go to my website and start using the app. That's a great way to support people with disabilities. But yeah, just becoming aware, surrounding yourself with people with disabilities. There are a lot of great people out there, and it's awesome to gain insight from people that actually do have a disability. There are a lot of great people out there that you can meet, but yeah, being sensitive to some of their needs. You can go to my website and find that list, but yeah, there are a lot of things you can do to be more inclusive and interact with people with disabilities.
I really hope you all enjoyed today's episode. I loved speaking with Alex and hearing how he's changing the world. I hope it encourages each of you to take action and think of ways that you can make a difference in the world. Before you go, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to my weekly newsletter at michellepking.com. You can also reach out to me there for interview requests or to be featured on the show. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll catch you all again next week.